And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
While the national political debate turns again toward the Affordable Care Act, it's worth taking a moment to consider what happened last week as the federal shutdown ended. We now know how much that fiasco, engineered by the Tea Party ride in Congress, cost us. Standards & Poor's says the shutdown took $24 billion out of the national economy, $3.6 billion in lost government services alone. 800,000 federal workers were not paid for 2 weeks, and in North Carolina, benefits for low-income pregnant women and infants were interrupted. There's more, but you get the idea. The shutdown did nothing but hurt people and hurt the economy. And yet, six members of North Carolina's congressional delegation voted against the bill that finally ended the insanity. There is a price all of us must pay when radical extremists get their way, and we just paid it. And the extremists are vowing to make us pay again in a few months by shutting down the government once more unless they get their way. Leaders in both political parties and the American people at large need to say no, we won't be held hostage again by a radical few in Congress. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.